Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Roll up, roll up! Cha!
That is some very impressive tap dancing, Dottie. Wow.
I did it. I didn't even move my feet.
No, wow. I was one because I can't see your feet right now.
It's like ventriloquy for the feet.
Ventriloquy for the feet.
Yes. How are you going? Welcome, Chanstar.
Hey, I'm here.
Do you like to be like Chanstar Lecture, or do you like a full name?
I've never had to like whenever I was on stage, it was also it was always Chanstar Anderson.
Yeah.
But because you know you never have to distinguish me from all the other chances in the world, I'm fine with just Chanstar.
Groovy. Because have you met another Chanstar?
I met a girl online in 2006 whose nickname was Chanstar, and it was a really awkward conversation because she was like, "Oh, my real name's Chandra. What's yours?" And then I was just cry emoji. Alone again in the world.
Oh.
But yeah, no, it's just relatable. Me.
Well, and also your host, Dottie May. Woo!
Don't forget Dottie May, guys.
D-O-T-T-Y. Yeah. D-O-T-T-Y. And how do you spell your name?
In key?
C-H-A-R-N-S-T-A-R.
It is actually six R's at the end of my name, so that is very correct. Whoa, she's tap dancing and playing. This is amazing. I have never seen that before. Tap dancing and ukulele, because I feel like the top of your body fight the bottom of your body.
I've done this before. Yes.
I mean, other than just now when
it. I have. And I remember making that discovery and being like, this is brilliant. I don't see anybody else doing this. How good is that?
I love when you find
something unique.
Yeah.
But then it was tough.
Yeah, no, it sounds very tough.
Because all the rhythms, it's very bizarre.
They're very different for the top half of your body and the bottom half of your body.
But I should, you know what? I'm going to do that next stand up.
Please do.
I'm going to do that. I'll let you know.
Let me know when it
happening.
Is. I want to see that and just be confused. It's what I'm hoping for.
I also need to do something else just to make it effed, you know, feet are busy, arms are busy. What else can I keep busy kind of thing?
Oh, you know what? Just do your normal stand-up set like normal. That way your head, your arms and your feet are all at different tempos. They're all doing completely different things.
But I'd want to sing along.
I know that's why you've got to do the stand-up to go against.
Sing along and stand-up.
At the same time. I always find musical comedy impressive. It's just because I can't sing or play ukulele.
You just want to do stuff that other people aren't regularly doing. So
yeah,
that there's
sure.
like a little bit of a mystery around it. And that's then you're fine.
That's why I always loved Tim Burns. Did you ever see Tim Burns when he was doing? Because his whole
is
thing
he related
was,
to Mr. Burns?
Possibly. They're spelt differently. But he is sometimes an old creepy man, so who knows? But no, he was a Brisbane comic who was completely silent, and that was his whole thing. Was
like
he
mime?
Not mime. It was pure clowning, but it was
so it
a
was
mime.
Clowning.
Yeah,
wonderful. Where is he now?
Working at trying to get a job at a library. I don't know. Last time I saw him, we played D&D together, and he was a cat called Lasagna Sheets or Tabaxi or whatever they call cat people in D&D.
I don't get you guys, you D&D people.
We are super cool. The fun part.
It's not my jam, but good for you.
The fun part.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dottie just belting and laughing at the same time. Because once again, that was you doing it just now, right? Yeah, I saw it. It was amazing.
I can do that with my voice, you know, the harmonics.
But yeah, the fun part of D&D is making up the stupid backstory and just having fun with it. I was playing a half-orc who wanted to make friends. So before, but I had an anger issue.
I hate you guys.
Well, that's great because I just want to be your friend.
So funny. I just can't stand it. I don't know why. I'm a person that if I like, I decide I don't like something, I just don't.
That's good. Made your decision.
Yeah. And I'm just stubborn about it. Like you just won't convert me. And usually it's over stupid things.
Oh yeah. If it's over important things, then it's not funny. But if it's over like, oh, I like my noodles cooked for 1.5 minutes, because then it's like slightly hard.
Otherwise, F you.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Because I'm one of those people that if too many people like something, I just won't like it.
Hipster. I get you.
No, because I also don't like them.
Even though
I probably am one.
I understand, because I used to wear Hawaiian shirts for like 6 years, and then all of a sudden...
Only in winter.
Yeah, pretty much. It was Darwin, so you know, it was hot in winter. But hipsters started wearing Hawaiian shirts, and I was like, oh no. It's become cool with the uncool people. Now I can't wear them. I was a hipster before it was cool. It was so sad.
You're going to be setting the wrong expectation.
Exactly.
And then you're going to be hip with everything.
So yeah, I haven't worn a Hawaiian shirt in about 8 years. It's really sad.
Yeah. I think maybe mine's about keeping the balance.
Oh, okay.
Maybe keeping it real.
You're the yin to everyone else's yang.
Yeah. Like if you guys are yang, I'm going to be yin.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Just because.
Balance is important in life, especially with breakfast.
Otherwise, we'd fall off the earth.
Oh, yeah. Because it's
flat.
It's flat, and we know that. Fact, you heard it here today. Well, yeah. Apparently, depending on the flat earth theory you stand by, I didn't know there was a... So the edge of the earth is what we call the South Pole, and it's a big ice wall. So you can't fall off the earth. There's a big wall there. Yeah.
Cool. I'm taking that in, as you can tell. Have you come across any memes lately that have made you laugh?
I've never been a big meme person.
Yeah.
I was never a fan of them.
Because they're too many people like them?
Are you keeping the yang? I'm keeping the yang when it comes to memes.
That could be a slogan. We'll put that on a t-shirt. Yeah.
Keeping the yang.
Keeping the yang.
I've seen the me and the boys one.
What's that one?
It's four characters from the Spider-Man TV show, the cartoon. There's the Rhino, the Vulture, the Green Goblin, and Electro.
Mm.
And it's just me and the boys when we something. And I don't understand why it got so big. And this is like one of the biggest ones in a long time. And I'm sitting there going, like, I understand all of these references, but why?
Oh, dear. Just why?
I'm too old. That's what I've come to learn. You know, I'm old and confused. I don't know how to use Snapchat, so I'm not cool anymore.
Oh, I don't like Snapchat.
Yeah, no, neither. We're yanging it. We're keeping with the yang.
I feel like it's way too much. I'm a person that, like, if someone messages me, I need to respond straight away because I just don't need that shit hanging over my head.
Hey.
I'm loving.
Amen,
I'm loving
sister.
X-Tina.
Amen.
But I just sing it for us, X-Tina.
And
yeah, baby. We'll always. No.
I'm going to be. No, now I'm kept in suspense. This is like when someone texts you and you don't reply straight away. Now I'm like. Just say, well, you'll love me. That's all I want.
No, but I find I have the worst personality for smartphones because I just feel like I need to immediately respond to everything. Like I just don't want the shit hanging over my head.
No,
like
I
don't want messages
that.
Hanging over my head near my aura. Like just get out of my face. I'm like batting them away. Batting them away as quickly as I come.
I do the opposite. I just don't reply.
Oh, I can't deal with that. All that baggage of two unread texts.
I'll read it and be like, oh, I'm not replying just yet. And then like an hour later, I'm like, it's too late to reply. I've left it too long. And then like 3 days later, sometimes my phone's like, by the way, you have an unread message. And I'm like, I know, just stop bringing it up. And then I just freak out and I become a ball. I really should be replying straight away because I can't handle it. Oh, God.
I didn't know that's that. Sorry.
Was that meant to be another ex-Tina? Yeah. Now I just feel like an audience of people are laughing at my pain.
Yeah.
You know, which is how I used to do stand-up, so that's
fine. It's how we do it. You got to laugh at it.
What about yourself? Have you seen any good memes?
I just really related to this gorilla scratching its head saying, I'm so confused. I love and care for people, but I don't like being around them.
I'm 100% with that. Did you post that this morning?
Yes,
or was it Gina?
Yeah,
okay, it was
important.
You. I saw it and I felt it hard in my heart.
Oh. I really love people, but I just don't want to be around them for like a minute.
Yeah, no, it's rough. Do you want me to leave by the way? Okay, I'm fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get.
I understand.
At. I'm trying to get it.
Back. Yeah, no, that's cool. I'll just.
It's too much. Oh, Christina, you get it. You get me. You get me, girl.
Oh, for sure.
Would you have these are just, I'm like, what are we going to talk about on the podcast? I'm like, I've got fucking no idea. I
the
don't
last
even know
3
anymore.
Days, I'm
I
like,
don't know
what
this
do I,
is.
I don't know what funny is anymore.
Me neither. I've lost my sense of humor completely. So I'm like, I'll just ask a bunch of random questions that are fun.
Fun questions are fun.
For me. So.
are these going to be like questions I struggle with?
I hope so.
What is the square root of 95?
Oh, I don't know.
You know,
does a square have roots?
Oh, golly. I've never thought that far ahead.
So.
Yes.
If you had a theme song for your life right now, what would it be? Like if your life was a musical, what would be the centerpiece of the musical? So all the songs would like weave into that song and there'd be that ongoing theme.
Yep.
There'd be the orchestration coming into the musical.
Well,
what
look,
is it?
I feel like it would be a Tim Burton, you know, Danny Elfman sort of high tension. Diddle-loo, 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 diddle-loo.
Oh my God.
And everywhere I go, it's just a diddly, diddly, diddly. And I'm
wow.
like, what quirky, uncomfortable thing am I about to do? That.
And then who would your cast be? What would the ensemble be made up of? Like,
well, I feel
street
like,
urchins, like what?
I feel like Johnny Depp will definitely have to be one of them because I chose Tim Burton.
Okay.
That'll just be a quirky, uncomfortable thing in itself.
Okay.
Helena Bonham Carter will be there.
Because it's a package deal.
Yeah, exactly. You can't get one without the other.
Who else do you get in that package?
See all
like Winona Ryder sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes Winona Ryder. I feel like definitely Winona Ryder in this one.
Yeah, cool.
She'd be like my quirky neighbor or something.
What are you?
And I'm definitely not the main character in this, by the way.
What are you, the cameo?
Yeah, I'm the cameo.
What are your ensemble like, doing? What are they doing on stage? I was watching the Tonys last night.
Oh,
so now I'm just like, yes.
Neil Patrick Harris will be there just because Patrick Harris.
Cool.
Look, I think they're definitely be leaving me out. I would be the ensemble. Like I said, I would be like one of the street urchins who sing the one line of Sweeney, Sweeney Todd. That's it. That's my line.
Oh, but the musical's named after you or something.
Nah, it's named after
it's still got to be your musical.
No, I'm not the main character in my musical.
But I am
understand. One of the side angels from Xanadu. That's me. I'm not Olivia Newton-John. I'm one of the other ones who probably have a name,
in
but
your
I don't
own
remember.
Life.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. That's how I'm feeling at the moment, you know?
Hey! Hey! Hey!
I feel like Christina would be there, you know? Yeah. She'd have like a whole solo, like in Greece, Beauty School Dropout, the best part of Greece, where it just comes out of nowhere.
I love that.
Christina would have a moment like that where it would just come in.
It's nice being a cameo because you get to just sparkle and leave.
Exactly. And
works in well with not having to be around people too long.
Exactly. Well, I don't know, because I feel as a cameo, I'm only ever seen if I'm with people, but I get to experience their story. I get to sit on the outside and be like, wow, did you see that?
Love
Johnny
it.
Depp just cut up some bushes. It's crazy.
And I love how the cameo is always something special. Like on Beauty School Dropout, that guy that sings that song.
Yeah.
Like, it's like he's doing a whole nother show. It's like, where'd you come from, dude?
It's great.
With a bunch of angels.
Grease 2 was really missing that moment.
I didn't watch Grease 2.
Don't, but do, but don't.
Ugh.
I couldn't get through it. And by I couldn't get through it, I mean I can get through it. My wife couldn't get through it. She's not a fan of the So Bad It's Good, which I am a fan, big fan of So Bad It's Good.
Oh.
But I've got to like, I've got to coax my wife into watching a movie like that. Like, we'll watch a few good things first. And then I'll be like, hey, what about this one? And then I'll slip in, you know, a Xanadu and she won't trust me for another 6 months. It's great.
Ugh. That sounds terrible. Sounds like you're a terrible time, John.
I am. I do not deny it.
Are you aware of your own laughs?
I am deeply aware of my laughs. I've got a very distinct laugh.
Yeah.
Which I discovered in primary school.
Uh-huh.
So I've got three different laughs.
Oh, good. ABC.
Yeah. So there's the reserved laugh when I'm controlling myself.
Okay.
Which is really understated, you know.
Because like, God forbid you don't.
Yeah, well, that's the
thing. People could die.
I, you know, I've been ridiculed for my laugh many a time.
So rude.
High school was rough for me.
Oh, wasn't
because,
it? For everybody.
There was a moment in, I remember, phys ed, we were sitting under the T block, and I'm sitting there, and I can't remember what happened. I just remember I let out my hysteric laugh, which is a high pitch laugh.
Yes.
That you can't hide.
That sounds hilarious.
And a lot of the time, if I'm in an area where people.
Okay, we need to hear it.
If you've ever heard me at a stand up gig, yes. You would definitely hear it.
Great.
Because it's just really high pitched.
Okay, it's like a bird call. We need to hear it so we know what we're hearing, what we're looking out
it's
for.
It's hard to fake,
when we want to see you at a stand up gig.
Okay, look. Tell me a joke, Dottie. Tell me just a really good joke.
Oh, dear.
And I'll. No pressure.
Very funny.
You got to make me laugh.
Yeah, I'm a comedian. yeah, that was it. That was your joke, bitch. You didn't use it.
Well, and
thank you, really suck. Oh, that's not the code. Oh, put it down.
Oh, that was like a halfway there because my normal laugh is quite, it's like a.
Wow.
And generally it only goes like that and then I stop it.
That's powerful.
That's
a good place to sing from.
Yeah, or is it?
I think Christina would agree.
That's the third laugh there.
Yeah.
My third laugh is generally like if I find something very funny, I laugh inwards. So Jimmy Carr does the same thing. Where
did you model yourself off Jimmy?
No, I model myself off Eddie Izzard. I think I make that very clear on stage. But yeah, I have an inwards laugh. So I have my high pitch laugh and then I have my inwards laugh, which is when it's like I can't breathe, but I can because I am breathing through my laughter.
But you don't need people to know that. I like it.
It sucks because all of my laughs are bad.
But, can you do that last one again?
Yeah, sure. So it's a breathing in laugh.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I keep my body.
That's quite a masterpiece.
Thank you.
There's four parts to that one.
Oh, yeah.
You've got like A, B, C, part one, two, three, four.
There are like different grades to each laugh I have.
Oh.
But yeah, so it's very distinctive. So if I'm at a comedy gig, everyone knows when it's me laughing. And I'm a very easy person
and
to make laugh.
And what are the laughing variables? Like what are the laugh variables?
Or like what happened? Why do I laugh for each one?
As in like what's going to change or alter the melody, the pitch, the rhythm of those three select laughs?
That I genuinely don't know. The high pitch one I know is generally a sudden thing.
Oh.
And it's usually something I'm not expecting.
Oh, it's like a tickle of a feather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. If you tickle me with a feather, I'm going to do the high pitch laugh. But if it's like, if there's like a punchline or even just something funny that happens.
Something surprising?
Yeah.
Bit of a shock.
In fact, The Dark Knight, when Joker slams the guy's face in the thing, it always happens in horror movies for me. If something like that happens where it's just a big surprise, I'll crack out that laugh.
Wow.
Happens every time. The inwards laugh is generally if I'm laughing a lot. And then the controlled laugh is generally if I'm controlling it.
At a tea party.
Yeah, so I'm like,
with the queen.
Hello, queen. Yes, very funny, queen. Another Chardonnay for you, my dear.
It's a sunny day.
Rather.
Oh, English breakfast.
Earl Grey. chamomile.
Trying to fit in at yes. a tea party, at a high-end tea party.
It sucks because...
Someone says something just remotely interesting. You say, Earl Grey. That's your phrase. That's your catchphrase back.
Yes.
Well, that's Earl Grey, darling.
It's all Earl Grey for me, darling.
How Grey? Oh, Earl Grey. It's an Earl Grey kind of day.
I do like tea, though. Like, that's the one thing where
How do you feel about chamomile?
I'm not a fan. Okay, so I used to do this in stand-up because my parents were hippies. They were hippie bogans. It's a great combo.
Oh.
They would always give us, if we ever had a headache or anything, we never used Panadol or anything. We were very holistic. And my parents would always give me chamomile tea. Now, chamomile is not a tea. It's a tisane, which means it's a herbal tea. A tea is something that comes from the tea plant.
Uh-huh.
So it's a tisane, mm-hmm. and it's made from a similar plant to the daffodil. So they taste like eating daffodils. And it's gross. And I found out recently it's a natural way to bring on an abortion. Yep.
Okay.
And I found that on
chamomile.
Yeah, chamomile tea. If you have too much chamomile, it can cause a miscarriage.
Wow.
The website I found that on was, you know, promoting it as a natural alternative.
I mean, there are some chicks out there that might need that information now.
Well, yeah, exactly. So
there you go, girls.
Everyone, just so you know, just stockpile on chamomile.
It kind of tastes like you're just munging on the center of a daffodil, I reckon.
Yes. It
and
it
I wouldn't
is.
Do that.
No. My
I
wife,
want to like it.
My wife is a fan of chamomile mint tea.
Ah.
And I'm like, oh, you know, I can see it's minty-ish.
Mm.
But it's the chamomile. I just can't get around. Mm. I like tea. I love rooibos. Rooibos
it's all right. I'm not defending tea. you guys don't have to get along. It's
yeah,
fine.
No, good. Because chamomile can suck it.
Now, Chanster.
Yes.
If that is your real name.
Regrettably, it is.
We're going to have to say goodbye for today, but this is only part one.
Part one.
We are going to have you back for part two next
Amazing.
Week.
Amazing.
So let's leave everyone on a cliffhanger. Next week, you are going to tell us who you would like to meet for a chit chat, if you could meet anybody.
Okay. Right.
But we're not going to tell, tell you now. You're going to have to tune in, guys.
Yeah, that's good because I'll have like a whole week to
think about
it.
Gonna have to leave you wondering. Yeah.
Golly.
Alrighty. So we'll say goodbye for now.
Bye, guys.
Ta-ta. Have a lovely whatever day this is. This will be a Monday. Have a lovely Monday. Go and kick this week's ass, I say. And see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.